Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You heard that right. It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you as always, this time for a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Chris, how's it going, my man?
Listen to you, Mr. Optimistic today.
Yeah, I know. It's not too bad out there.
No, it's really not. It's a beautiful day. And hey, folks, thanks for having us on. We appreciate it. And you just can't beat this weather. I'm thinking about Barktoberfest this weekend.
All right.
I was looking down the line. You know, me and my three monsters, my Yorkies, we're all going to... I usually take one of them down because with three... kind of hard, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, our Barktoberfest, we'll be talking about this hour and what's going on. They're holding it at Seville Square, right across from Hub Stacy's, as you know.
Yes, as you said.
Targeted reference point. But yeah, looking forward to talking about that this hour.
Alrighty, and what was talked about at an earlier hour today on News Radio 92.3, UWF President Dr. Martha Saunders, of course, we were talking about it earlier this week. She gave her State of the University address during a pep talk today, and she cited multiple national recognitions that the university has received over the past year, including being named a top 10 regional university by U.S. News and World Report, being named as a top school in the Best for Vets list, being named a great school to work for, and other accolades. Saunders also said enrollment has continued increasing. She says it's up 11% over the last 4 years, with a total of nearly 15,000 students attending UWF this year.
Yeah, I listened to your old boss just today. I thought I was pretty darn impressed. That was so unique, hearing that come off from the president of the university in middays and hearing what's going on. That's taking the messaging to the people, let me tell you.
Right.
Doesn't get more live radio than that.
Yes.
And nice job. Did Bobby Rossi do that? Did he program that?
I mean, I'm not sure.
Somebody made that decision. Whoever it was, guys, nice job.
Yeah, whoever was in charge, they did great.
Hey, listen, U.S. Customs Border Protection released an update about border crossing. Yeah, they gave us the numbers today for September.
CBP says the September border numbers were just 101,000, the lowest between ports of entry in 4 years. How'd they do it? Well, there's an app for that and a parole program. Over the past 2 years, more than 1.4 million have been allowed to enter the country lawfully under the CBP One app and the CHNV parole program. Now, the White House is taking that victory lap, putting out a quote saying border crossings have dropped by more than 55% to the lowest levels in over 4 years, and counters between the ports of entry are lower than they were during the last several months of the previous administration. The Biden-Harris administration has taken effective action, and Republican officials continue to do nothing.
And the Pensacola Police Department now has a proper vehicle for their SWAT team. They've received the Bearcat that was ordered more than a year ago. It was unveiled at today's mayor's press conference. PPD Chief Eric Randall says it's a police vehicle, but it's also a community vehicle. And of course, he praised Mayor D.C. Reeves for working to obtain the Bearcat. Speaking of Mayor Reeves, he said that the old plumber's van was an embarrassment, and today's reveal was a year and a half in the making. A plumber's van, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. You look. Okay, step back and think about this.
Ready? All right.
Okay, think about this. Here we are. Scambia County, our sheriff, has a Corvette Stingray.
Yes, I've seen it.
Now, we've got on the PPD side, we've got a Bearcat.
Yeah.
This is a pretty, really crazy
riding in style
community, isn't it? Somebody's got some bucks around here.
Yeah, we've got a pretty diverse array of some vehicles.
I found out something very interesting today. There's still hope. But for the rail service issue across Northwest Florida, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was in Mobile on Tuesday, breaking ground at the site of a new train platform for Amtrak passenger rail service. They're doing this along the Gulf Coast, only from Louisiana to Alabama. Buttigieg did say, look, and get this word, I'm going to choose them very carefully for you. Buttigieg said, look for potential rail expansion, including the Gulf Coast line east to Pensacola.
Really?
So, hot off the presses.
Yeah, look at us. All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Hopefully, nothing too severe. It's just our usual backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Pine Forest Road does have some backups if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we do have minor congestion on Mobile Highway near the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. But if that's anything like yesterday, it will worsen throughout this evening. And we have an accident report on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for the weather, it's low 80s here. Or actually, no, 79. We're officially in the chilly 70s.
Okay.
Tonight's low is going to be, I'm sorry about that. Tonight's low is going to be 62. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 85 and a low of 61.
When's it going to start warming up around here?
Yeah, I know. I'm freezing,
give me
man.
Those
come
warm
on.
Tips. Listen to us. Listen to us. Last week we were saying, oh, we're going to savor these moments.
Yes.
Oh,
and
then
they're
cool
already gone.
Temperatures. They're here and going, God, when is it going to get warm around here? Spoiled. That's what we are. Absolutely
yeah.
Spoiled. 416 News Radio 92.3. Here's something interesting that I want to pass on to you. Yes, the PPD folks talking about the brand new Bearcat with
right.
our good Mayor Reeves. Well, security upgrades could be coming to Pensacola City Hall. Thought I'd get down to some business here and take care of some serious stuff for you.
Go right ahead.
That cost $400,000. The money would come from the American Rescue Plan Act and other city projects. Now, details for the new project currently being finalized. City Administrator Tim Lucky Kinsella confirms no direct threats have been made to the facility. Council members expected to vote on funding to upgrade the security measures. Now, what those upgrades will look like is another story and is still unknown.
Alrighty, and you may have also seen a Facebook post swirling around claiming that a homeless encampment had taken over the boardwalks at Bay Bluffs Park, which of course is still closed to the public. The post claims that the camp has brought in furniture, barbecue grills, and that there is a trash and defecation strewn across the area. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, we've been talking about him a lot. He says that they haven't searched the entire bluff yet, but they did search Bay Bluffs Park itself and the boardwalk system and found no evidence of a homeless camp at that location.
Well, let me tell you the important thing about that story. And it works out to be, in a lot of cases, having to clarify truths.
Yeah.
In other words, dispelling myths takes so much of one's time. I had to go through that with when I was at ECUA or so. Something would come up, and you know, you'd have to spend time, not have to, bad word, but you wanted to spend time explaining your position on a certain issue or so.
Right.
And most of the time, it took up all your darn time just dispelling myths. Mayor Reeves on top of it. He assures us, and you were absolutely correct in that report, they did not search the whole area.
Right.
But the key areas that they did search, they didn't find anything.
Well, and especially if it was that advanced of an encampment,
yeah, exactly.
there would have been traits of it.
Oh, I mean, and how did they get it down the hill? They got beds and everything else down there.
People are just saying so much stuff online, man.
Dispel the myths.
Yeah, it's a pain. Also, two suspects facing charges in connection to a theft ring that operated throughout the state of Florida. Their names are Angela and Lourdes Rodriguez. They were recently arrested in Palm Beach County. The two women were allegedly part of a group accused of stealing from retailers in 17 counties between last December and this past August. Authorities say that the suspects would take cosmetic products from stores before selling the supplies on social media platforms. A third suspect, Howard Mraz, has already pleaded guilty to charges of grand theft in St. Johns County. He was sentenced to 150 days in jail.
Can you look at this? 7-day forecast just popping up here. And what do you see? Nothing but zeros.
I was going to say, I am seeing no zeros.
Straight across the board. And that's through next Wednesday.
It also looks like we've got our highs hitting about the mid-80s during the weekend, but then
yeah.
It gets back lower next week. So that's
I don't know what to offer in terms of an option, because see, I always tell you when it's hot and you want it to be cold, I say go to the Circle K beer room, right?
Right.
Where do I go now to tell somebody to go warm? I'll tell you, I was in Chicago one time and it was snowing and I had the kids and it was some summer. The best place to go in Chicago if it's snowing, Navy Pier. Mm. Why Navy Pier? They have a botanical garden out there. So everything's warm.
Well, that's the thing. Honestly, if you're really hard up for some warm weather around here, there's no way we get cold weather often enough for you to be needing it. Yeah, the heat will be back shortly.
I hear you. Hey, listen, serious talk here. North Korea is getting more involved in Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is not good information to pass along. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin confirms North Korean troops have now been sent to Russia. Fox's Jennifer Griffin sat down with Austin while in Rome.
We are not far from the Vatican, where the defense secretary met with the Pope. We had this rare sit-down interview with Secretary Austin after his fourth trip to Ukraine, his fourth trip as defense secretary. While he was there, he was provided evidence by President Zelensky and others that North Korea is sending thousands of North Korean soldiers to train and fight with Russia in Ukraine. Just before meeting the Pope for a private audience this morning at the Vatican to discuss the wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, Austin confirmed for the first time that U.S. intelligence has seen evidence and will release satellite images soon.
All righty, 420 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, more news swirling around the state of Florida. We touched on the University of West Florida. Well, University of Central Florida is researching technology that it believes will define the aerospace and defense industries for generations. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Talked quite a bit about President Biden's presentation of National Medals for Arts and Humanities and some of the comments that he made in that presentation that I thought were a little bit troubling, even though I agree with him generally about the value of arts and humanities. We also spoke with Executive Director of ECUA, Bruce Woody, about their ongoing project to make sure that the pipes that your drinking water comes to you in are safe, and the cost comparison between CNG vehicles and diesel for their fleet. You can listen to all of these podcasts at newsradio923.com.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me, but they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Paris Tractor. That's one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. You can visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at paristractor.com. Speaking of Mobile Highway, we do have some backups developing, traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Fairgrounds. Also, just have issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees with a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny day, high of 85, low of 61.
427 News Radio 92.3. So there you are, Austin. You're walking into a restaurant in Germany. Say, give me a piece of pizza, and why don't you throw in a gram of cocaine with that? This is what happened in Germany, let me tell you. Yeah, I'm not making this up. Police in Germany busted a restaurant that served pizza with a side of cocaine.
Police say the pizza and cocaine combo was the restaurant's best-selling item. Apparently a scheme thought up by the manager. They raided the popular Dusseldorf eatery, but also the manager's apartment, adding that as they kicked in the door, he tossed bags of drugs out the window, which fell right into the arms of police officers below. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I can see some person walking down the sidewalk and this stuff falling out of the sky.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
All right. Israel is offering an update about the delivery of aid to Gaza. Fox's Trey Yingst is in Israel this afternoon.
The head of Israel's aid efforts spoke about the trucks currently entering Gaza amid concern from the UN that aid isn't making it to the north of the Strip. Brigadier General Elad Gorin responded to a question from Fox News about a letter from the Biden administration sent this month to Israeli officials urging an increase in humanitarian assistance to Gaza. Gorin said, quote, "There are some issues that the Americans asked in the letter. Part of them we already implemented even before the letter. Part of those we will continue to work with them in order to implement and facilitate, like the number of trucks that need to enter Gaza, and part of them, because of security reasons, we are not going to do it."
All righty.
Something to think about. Trey Yingst.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen him, I'm sure, on the reports from coming out of Fox in Israel. He has been working since October the 7th, 2023.
Right.
Straight through. But think about this, and I just noticed this. If you look at some of his reports, in between the bumps and the bridges, moving in and out of transitioning into the spots,
right,
you'll see that he had time to write a book. How?
Yeah, quite an efficient worker.
I mean, I saw this. I went, holy Toledo, how does this guy have time beside dodging bombs all the time?
I mentioned this.
I got a feel for that guy. You know, he doesn't have a personal life, obviously.
Oh, no.
He's been at that war for a year.
Yeah, very selfless job for sure.
Hey, thank him, though. He's done a great job on that stuff.
Oh, absolutely. And I mentioned this before break, UCF opening the Center of Excellence in Hypersonic and Space Propulsion earlier today alongside leaders of the U.S. Air Force. The state-of-the-art facility will house world-renowned faculty members like Dr. Kareem Ahmed. The U.S. Department of Defense is providing more than $20 million in grant funding to support the research, which will help develop technology designed to fly faster than 5 times the speed of sound.
Look at our
Floridian minds here.
Pretty fast coming out of there. Hey, listen, in less than 2 weeks, let me make the transition for you because we're getting ready to do sports for you. We're going to talk about some SEC stuff.
Right.
We'll talk about high school stuff. I'll talk about also a baseball legend has passed away way too early in his life. SEC soccer coming up into Pensacola in 11 days. Ashton Prostaham is the place November 3rd through 10th. Tickets now on sale at PensacolaSports.org. Going to be a great soccer match for you.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Harris labeling former President Trump unfit for the Oval Office. Fox's Jared Halpern's at the White House.
Former White House Chief of Staff and former President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told the New York Times his one-time boss meets the definition of fascism.
This is a window into who Donald Trump really is.
Vice President Kamala Harris says former President Trump wants a military loyal to him personally and not the Constitution.
The Trump campaign putting out a statement accusing Harris of peddling lies. The Biden administration says 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and are training there amid the ongoing war in Ukraine.
If North Korean soldiers do enter into combat, this development would demonstrate Russia's growing desperation.
White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby speaking out. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Amazon is closing their same-day delivery service from mall and brick-and-mortar retailers, according to CNBC. New development for Amazon today has stopped and the operation has begun to wind down. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, the Dow dropping 409 points, the S&P 500 off by 53, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbling 296 points, good enough for a loss of 1.6%. Boeing's new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, says the company is reviewing its various businesses, laying out a vision for a leaner future at the troubled airplane maker, ahead of its first quarterly call with analysts today. Denny's says it is closing 150 of its lowest performing restaurants in an effort to turn around the brand's sagging sales. About half of the closures will happen this year. U.S. crude oil futures for December around $71 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. 7-time NBA champion Robert Horry told me yesterday that the Los Angeles Lakers should have Bronny James play one game and then immediately send him down to the G League. Bronny only saw 3 minutes in his NBA debut last night up against the Timberwolves, but in that short amount of time, he looked like a kid sitting at the grown-ups table during a holiday dinner. Bronny looked out of place, needs to develop more, and Robert Horry is right that the G League is where Bronny should be sent. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, Total Wine & More has all your Halloween favorites at the totally lowest prices.
Economical.
Find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change.
Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the Slow Smoke Barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Hi everybody, this is Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information. Paid for by Santa Rosa's Tomorrow Today.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It was a teenage wedding and the old folks wished them well. We could see the Pierre Julian of the Mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell.
Just a little bit past 4:35 here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. That means we're just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, just got some issues in our usual spots. Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Do have an accident report on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's kind of adding to the usual congestion we have there. And then it's going to be some minor backups developing on Mobile Highway near the fairgrounds. That can I can only imagine that'll get worse as the evening progresses. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees with a low of 62 tonight. Clear skies tomorrow. Another sunny, mostly clear day. High of 85, low of 61.
And we determined last night because we were reporting, or you were reporting on the traffic along that area. Was it ladies' night last night? Was it night before?
We had a texter telling us that last night. I think it was ladies' night last night. Yes.
What is tonight?
I am not sure.
Tonight's Wednesday.
Yes. Today is Wednesday. I don't know what special they could have or what theme deal.
Oh, they have something. I can tell you that. But, we're going to, just like you said, we'll probably see that traffic starting to build up. Ugh. Let's talk some sports. Ready?
Let's.
Okay, let's talk. First of all, let's roll out some high school games and work through these, if you don't mind. 439, by the way, News Radio 92.3. That's Austin Price over there. I'm Chris Bryan. Thank you so much for having us on today. Week 10, already. High school football just about to wrap up for the season. Can you believe I'm saying that?
That's crazy. Yeah, that's unbelievable.
It seems like it just started.
Mm. Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Yeah, as you said, a lot of teams, what? I mean, most teams, assuming that they've had their bye week, they've played, what, 8 games by now? That's unbelievable.
All right, let's talk about it tomorrow night. Gulf Breeze taking on Panama City Mosley.
That would be cool if that became like more of a rivalry because they're both the Dolphins. That's kind of cool. But I will take Mosley. Same mascot, very different seasons up to now.
Shoo, what a season Gulf Breeze had or didn't have.
Yeah, they just had first of all, I will say they had a pretty tough schedule, you know, with Tate and Pace both on there, and now they're playing Mosley, who's tough. But, yeah, they've taken some beatings.
Okay, Friday night, big Friday night coming up. Destin at Booker T. Washington, that is the ESPN Game of the Week.
Yes, you can listen to that at 7 p.m. Friday night. I'm going to be in the booth with Jordan Glass. That should be a hoot and a half. Hopefully Booker T. Washington gets the win. I'm taking Booker T. there.
See, now you remember you got to be basically balanced here.
You're right.
You know? So it's hard for you to be saying, well, I think Booker T. is going to win that game.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think about that. With me being in the booth, I need to be more objective.
You got to stop that.
I'll be objective on the call.
We will not ask you. We will not ask you, though. Well, what do you think about that Booker T. Washington game?
Yeah, I'll be Kirk Herbstreit. I'll be objective.
There you go.
I won't say it.
Okay, Central at Lighthouse Private Christian Academy.
I'll take Central there.
Pine Forest at Escambia.
Give me the Gators.
Jay at Weewa Hitchcock.
Yes. Nothing against them. Jay's just been playing phenomenal.
Yeah, lights out.
Yeah, I got to take the Royals.
Smart move, my man. Milton versus Niceville.
Oh, gosh. One of the best teams in the area typically versus what has been easily the worst. I got to take Niceville big.
Okay, Pace at Navarre.
Man, that's another one. That there's a lot of emotion in that one for me. I'll take Pace. I genuinely think Pace is going to beat Navarre. I think it's going to be the first time in over a decade that they have. Don't quote me on it, but I believe their varsity has been pretty one-sided in that rivalry. So give me the Pats.
Interesting game coming up Friday night. It's going to happen over Blue Wahoo Stadium, Pensacola High at West Florida.
I got to take Pensacola. They've just had a better season.
Pensacola Catholics had a good season. And yes, they are facing South Walton.
I'll take Catholic there.
Good choice.
As you said, they've been phenomenal these past few years.
They've had a great couple of years rolling, but they've got a great team this year. Oh, they had that trouble with Montgomery Catholic, wasn't it, earlier in the season?
Yeah, it was Montgomery Catholic.
It was Montgomery Catholic.
Yeah, they've played a couple of Alabama Christian schools because they played Mobile Christian and they beat them.
Oh, yeah, they did well against that. The only game they really had trouble with was the Montgomery game.
Wow, really?
Okay, Tate versus Crestview.
I'll take Tate because I think they're the better team, but Crestview's been a sleeper. They've proven that a couple times. They'll trip a team up, so look out, Tate.
Okay, I'll move over to the college side of the equation. UWF has won 3 straight, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in GSC play. Well, next up for the Argos, Shorter on Saturday at Penn Air Field, kickoff at 4.
Shorter's coming off 3 straight losses, so I'll take the Argos big there.
And don't forget, you can catch that game on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Yes, absolutely.
And Will Kennedy will have the call on that game.
Voice of the Argos himself.
He's a good guy, too. FSU, week 9, it is against the Miami Hurricanes. Oh, we can kind of laugh now.
Oh, man. Florida State. Wow. Okay. Give me Miami.
Yeah, they look like one of the top teams in the country at this point.
Well, and that's the thing. I don't believe Miami's like some contender because I think their defense is too bad for that. But their offense is phenomenal, and you can't ask Florida State to keep up with that.
Okay, kickoff 6 p.m., and you can hear that game on News Radio 92.3 and over here in the SEC. Some pretty interesting matchups here. Oklahoma, take it on Ole Miss.
Ole Miss, but I think convincingly.
Arkansas and Mississippi State.
Arkansas, but they struggle.
Yeah, I hear you. I still say they got a good team.
Oh, they do.
Missouri, Alabama.
I'm taking Alabama, but because I think Mizzou's pretty one-dimensional. That's how I've been describing them. But the more I talk about Bama winning that game, the less I think they're going to win it by. I just can't count Bama's opponents out anymore. We used to be able to do that, and now Mizzou, they're just kind of sitting around there at the lower end of the ranking. So look out, Bama, but I'll give them the win.
Yeah, the playing field's been leveled, hasn't it?
Yeah, just a tad.
Okay, Texas at Vanderbilt.
Man, wouldn't, as I said, it would be phenomenal if Andy pulled that off, but I'm going to have to take the Horns.
Okay, here's one you and I both disagree on, LSU, Texas A&M.
Yeah, man, I probably sound like an LSU hater right now.
You do, and I've put that out on social media as well. I even described your truck.
Yeah, he took a photo of my license plate.
Yes, I did.
No, but I'll take A&M. I'll take them close. 30-24 is my score there.
Okay, Auburn and Kentucky.
I took Auburn in an upset, low-scoring game. So I think Auburn has what it takes, but you know, a good 2-5 team is still a 2-5 team. Alrighty, just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Santa Rosa County Supervisor of Elections. Early voting for the November 5th general election is running from October 21st through November 2nd, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. For early voting locations, you can visit votesantarosa.gov. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway from an accident if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And also have one causing backups on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Beverly Parkway. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 62 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, beautiful Thursday, high of 85, low of 61.
And no, I did not forget to tell you about the baseball legend who passed away.
Yes.
I want to make sure I got kind of separation between the high school and college football sports scores for you, or at least predictions. Major League Baseball losing a legend. Tuesday night, Fox's Joe Morgan has the details.
Legendary Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela has died at the age of 63. The team did not provide the cause of death, but said Valenzuela passed away Tuesday night at a Los Angeles hospital. Valenzuela inspired Fernando Mania in 1981 when he won the NL Cy Young Award and Rookie of the Year while helping the Dodgers to a World Series title. He spent 17 years in the big leagues and has the most wins and strikeouts of any Mexican-born pitcher. For the last 22 years, Valenzuela was a Spanish-language broadcaster for the Dodgers. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Interesting. I saw some current photos of him, and that guy, 63 years old, he didn't have a gray hair in his head.
Yeah, he looked in pretty good health, looked pretty sharp.
I mean, it could have been that touch of gray.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he looked good. He looked really good.
Yeah, that is.
And
it's
he just came
upsetting
off the season. Like they said, he did the Hispanic broadcast for the Dodgers Baseball Network. Yeah. And doggone, he up and died.
Yeah. And it, as I said, as a kid, you know, you always think 63 is pretty old, but it's not, though.
Okay, let's take care of some business, put it all in an umbrella, go to Joe Morgan. Here's your Fox Sports update.
The Celtics received their championship rings, raised banner number 18, and then dominated the Knicks on opening night of the NBA season. Boston beat the Knicks 132-109, tying an NBA record by knocking down 29 three-pointers. The Celtics missed their last 13 attempts from beyond the arc while trying to break the record. In the second game of the night, history was made. With 4 minutes remaining in the second quarter as the Lakers and Timberwolves faced off in L.A., second-round draft pick Bronny James and four-time NBA champion LeBron James checked in. The two became the first father-son duo to play together in an NBA game. I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
How did he play? What was Bronny?
Yeah.
Bronny. How was his performance?
Well, that's the thing. It's just a matter of...
Not good, huh?
Well,
yeah,
it's limited. It's limited, you know?
You're a reporter just kind of sugarcoating.
Well, we heard it during our Sports Minute earlier this hour during break. It's like he probably belongs in the G League.
You know he does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right. It was great marketing. Let's put it like that. Got in the history books. Great marketing. Probably sold a few extra seats. But didn't they say that he pulled him out and that was the last he played for 4 minutes or something like that?
Jeez. Yeah, if that's all. As I said, it was history and that's about it.
But guess what? They got the awareness, the exposure, because guess we're talking about it.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is true. Also, something else that we need to talk about. Got a text from a very reliable source, a.k.a. one of our coworkers. It's Manna Food Night at the fair. You can bring three cans of food for $3 off for adults.
That's cool.
Yeah, how awesome is that?
Manna Food Night.
Yes.
Okay, we'll remember that for the next couple of hours.
Thank you, Diana, for reaching out to me.
Oh, hey, Diana, thanks.
Love it.
I see her in her cubicle all the time. Don't talk to her very much, but thanks for the information.
Yeah, thanks for being around.
Love it.
Our stock numbers here, Wall Street closing with stocks sharply lower. At the closing bell, the Dow fell by 409 points to 42,514. The S&P 500 fell by 53 points to 5,797. And the NASDAQ dropped by 296 points to 18,276.
You know, it's always nice being surrounded by staff that can support you.
Yes,
when,
that is true.
When you don't know what's going on, you've got somebody to help you out.
It's like, I just know traffic's there. Right? All right.
Hey, yesterday we had a gentleman on from the University of Florida IFAS Extension Office talking about the Peanut Butter Challenge.
Yes.
This has been going on for years here. The annual jar collection. This is an event for local food pantries. It's going to be continuing for the next 8 days. You can donate unopened jars of peanut butter. 6 locations. Escambia Extension in Cantonment. Escambia Farm Bureau in Molino. Escambia Public Safety on W Street. Holy Spirit Catholic Church on Gulf Beach Highway. I have done Mass there before. And Gilmore Services on East Fairfield Drive. And Escambia Administration at 221 Palafox Place downtown.
All right.
Hey, do it.
Yeah.
Help them out.
Absolutely.
Load up those peanut butter jars.
Just about 4:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Amazon getting into the gas game, as if they didn't have enough pool. Yeah. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
The Florida State Seminoles travel across the state Saturday night to take on rival Miami in a primetime ACC matchup. Airtime is 5 p.m. on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Miami at 4 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Pensacola Little Theater proudly presents POTUS, October 25th through November 3rd. One four-letter word is about to rock 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue when the president unwittingly spins a PR nightmare into a global crisis. The 7 brilliant and beleaguered women he relies upon must risk life, liberty, and the pursuit of sanity to keep the commander-in-chief out of trouble. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office. This show contains adult subject matter and language.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 4:53 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. I'll get us started here with what I hinted at before break. Amazon getting into the gas game. The e-commerce giant announced that Prime members can now save 10 cents per gallon at the pump. The discount can be redeemed at around 7,000 BP. Amoco and AM PM stations across the country. Amazon said it could save drivers almost $70 a year on fuel. Meantime, starting next year, Prime members will, if they have electric vehicles, they can get discounts at BP charging stations.
I bet I can best beat their prices, though. I really think so.
Really?
Some of these gas, well, the stations you named, the different titles, they always seem to be the elevated gas prices if you look at those marquees. But here's some gas prices holding steady around the area. I wanted to pass them on to you. Just got them a few minutes ago. The average price per gallon, regular unleaded in Gulf Breeze, $2.69. That's over at Valero. In Pace, it's $2.64. In Cantonment, $2.57. And Pensacola on Mobile Highway, $2.59. So, you know, that's some of the gas prices right here. You know, Austin, what scares me a lot is the North Korean troops that are being introduced to Russia and they get involved in this Ukrainian conflict over here.
Yeah.
Our leaders in the Biden administration at this point kind of spreading themselves around the world to cool things down a bit. In fact, Secretary of State's Blinken, next stop on his Middle East mission, he's headed for Saudi Arabia.
Antony Blinken held talks yesterday with Israel's president and prime minister, soundtracked by sirens as Hezbollah rockets were fired at Tel Aviv. He told PM Benjamin Netanyahu he needs to do more to get aid to Palestinians in Gaza and urged him to use the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar as a springboard for getting all the Israeli hostages home. Today, Secretary Blinken's focused on what happens after the war finally ends, meeting senior officials in Saudi Arabia, a country he calls a critical player in the region's future. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All righty, 4:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. My goodness, my voice just completely gave out. Let's see what we got here.
Puberty.
Yeah, I'm going through it, folks. Sorry. All righty. We got some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Also got some issues on Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Beverly Parkway. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. We typically have issues there, but there was an accident report in that area earlier this hour, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, it's still 79 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, a sunny, clear Thursday, high of 85, low of 61.
4:56, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. I wrote a story, new story, Austin, for our website. I invite all my listeners out there to check it out. It's on the News Radio 92.3 website. And it's what it's about. It's about the area, and I'm talking about the Panhandle, is getting their first safe haven baby box. And it's coming on Monday. Crestview actually is the location. The initiative marks the third baby box in Florida. The boxes allow an anonymous option for mothers to surrender their newborns. Crestview joins Ocala and Newberry, Florida in offering this option. So if you want to read about it at greater length, go to the website, and I think it's titled Safe Haven Baby Box. There, wouldn't you believe that one?
All righty. Also, film director Roman Polanski, he will no longer be going on trial in Los Angeles for the alleged rape of a minor. Mm. The French-Polish director of classic films, including Chinatown and Rosemary's Baby, was accused of raping a teenager at his L.A. home back in 1973. He denied the claim and has been a fugitive from the U.S. since 1978. On Tuesday, a lawyer for the 91-year-old director said the case had been settled to both parties. Mutual satisfaction and has now been formally dismissed. Polanski was set to face trial in L.A. next year.
I wonder if he has a fear element involved. Okay, he's taken off from, say, a European airport to right. come to the United States for the first time because he's been banned.
Yeah.
He was a wanted man. I wonder if things are going through his mind like, this is a setup. When I get off this plane, they got me.
They're just lying to them. They're like, it's all good.
It's kind of like being in that elevator, you know, and you've got your illegal substance and you're going down and you don't know if the police are waiting for you when the elevator door opens.
Yeah.
Kind of gives you a stroke. And when I'm kind of making that transition into the topic of strokes, do you know the symptoms and the signs of a stroke?
I know some of them.
It's very important. You were telling me your dad's about 60 years old.
Yes.
You need to know this. No, right. I don't say it because it can happen to anybody at any given
time. No,
my dad
right.
had a stroke when he was on vacation.
Well, as you said, especially the older you get.
And
my
mom knew what to do, luckily, and helped him out a whole lot. Anyway, experts issuing a prevention strategy for stroke victims. Fox's Lisa Brady reports in Health's Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. the American Stroke Association releasing new prevention guidelines for the first time in a decade. The study author is Professor of Neurology Cheryl Bushnell. She's the Stroke Division Chief in the Department of Neurology at Wake Forest University Health Sciences in Winston-Salem. And she tells Fox News Digital the key to preventing stroke is to understand what the risk factors are and have access to care to address the ones that may require medications, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Bushnell says relatively simple strategies could effectively lower the risk of stroke. New guidelines include new medications, emphasizing the importance of being physically active and avoiding sedentary behavior during early in the day hours. Strokes are the fifth leading cause of death in the country and the leading cause of disability. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady.
Listen, you gotta know, thanks, Lisa. You gotta know those signs. It's really, really important, and it's not hard to do, believe me.
Yeah.
But just identify the because it's all about time. When a person has a stroke, the clock is ticking against you.
Right.
You got to get that person in for medical treatment. I'm looking at PNS here real quick. Flight's looking pretty good this afternoon on the big board, except there is one flight of concern. It's coming up out of Tampa. Silver 80, wheels down 610. That's your projected time. Has been delayed to about 7:45. I only say this in case you have to pick somebody up at the airport, want to save a few bucks on the parking issue. So, yeah, that's the only flight. Other than that, PNS looking just absolutely stellar this afternoon. Everybody's on time. Cancellation delay-free at PNS.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.